The following is a segment from News Talk Live on WGEM News Talk 105, Quincy, Illinois.
It's 8:13 right now, News Talk Live on News Talk 105, online at WGEM.com. It's great to have you along on this Monday morning, February the 23rd, 2015. A cold start to this day as we head into another week, another work week for many of us. And employee performance is always something that is discussed. I went to a seminar here recently, and performance coach Dave Gorenson joins us right now on News Talk Live to discuss employee engagement. Good morning, Coach Dave. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you very well. You doing well?
Doing well, just like you, a little chilly.
Yeah, I think you're a little further north than what we are, and it's probably even colder there. But I know that you make several trips to Quincy. You work with a lot of local businesses here and around the country even. I know that you do a lot of work with businesses to help them out with their employee engagement. Not only is it good for the business, but it's good for the individual employee to have that information as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, take care of the employee and the right way, and it helps take care of your business with less effort is what I learned a long time ago.
Yeah, employee engagement is quickly becoming a buzzword again in today's business world. And you've got some stats and some information on helping us to be better employers and better employees.
That's very true. Lots of them. We'll try and keep that to a minimum this morning.
Okay.
Basically, 70% keeps coming up as a magic number over and over and over again in any kind of survey, any kind of article, any kind of research that's been done, you know, even in the last 4 years, but it's been that way since 2000, and it hasn't changed, which is the scary number. And that 70% is how many people are disengaged in any workforce, not just in the U.S., but we're talking about the U.S. So 3 out of 10 are actively engaged. The rest are either disengaged or really, really disengaged, or called actively disengaged. That's a scary number.
It is a scary number. What makes the difference between somebody who's engaged in their job and somebody who's not?
Great question. You know, the one that's hard to measure, but you can see it in effort and in productivity, communication, is they're actively engaged. I mean, they have an emotional connection to the business, but also the managers or the environment for them not only feeds their heart and gives them more of what they love, but also recognizes them. It feeds their head, too, because today all we hear about is millennials, but all people want to be recognized individually. They want to have a plan for them, but they also want to be in a learning mode, whether it's with cool technology or just some new projects that feed what they're passionate about. All that stuff's good for the business and good for the employee.
Dave Gorenson, our guest here on News Talk Live. Dave, Dylan Austin here. One thing I found interesting, and is something I've read a lot about, is that they say that your people skills as a person, your social skills, and those kind of skills are more important, or just as if not more important, once you get into the professional world than even your college degree in some points, as far as how you do once you're actually out there in the professional world. People skills, social skills, things like that are more critical than even sometimes your knowledge of the job you have, especially, you know, what do you think about that?
I think that's 1,000% true, and it was a great point you just raised, and because that's a lesson I learned dating back to the 80s as a manager with my first big-time assignment. It's take care of your people, learn to get to know people. No matter what your style is, you can find a way to get comfortable, get to know both your people at work and away from work, and understand each other better and what makes us tick. And there's a variety of ways to do it, but, you know, the bottom line is it's, you can have the best stuff in the world. You guys can have the best technology in the world at your station. You can have the fastest internet in the world. You can have all that stuff, but if your people aren't engaged, it's going to come through in your sales force. It's going to come through over the air, and that's true for any company, and that all comes down to what everybody calls soft skills. The soft skills are the most important skills to master now more than ever. With limited budgets, limited raises, people want to be treated like people again.
It's so interesting. I mean, because one of the examples I read about was you might be the best engineer at a company, technically on paper. You might have a better, you know, brain. You might be better at math than any engineer at your company. But the people that might not be as good of an engineer but have better people and social skills, they're going to move up the ladder faster too. and get those promotions. And I think that's something that a lot of people, it's a pill that's hard to swallow, but it's just kind of a fact.
Yeah, and I think what folks get confused by on that is the fact that you have to be a social butterfly, or that you have to be dishonest mm-hmm. to your true self. No, be genuine, be yourself. But the bottom line is, if you're going to move up the ladder, you're going to have to work with people, and sometimes have people working with you for you on your team. So you can have the best skills in the world, but if they don't want to work with you or for you, you're not going to get where you want to get, and the company's not going to get where they want to get. That's why it's so important.
And Coach Dave, it's so important too that the employer, the boss, has those soft skills that you talk about to be able to encourage the staff and to be able to help those who maybe feel disengaged become engaged.
Absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is, you want to spend your effort, in my opinion, and in all studies and stuff I've read. And as Greg has heard me say before, I'm not a studies guy. I'm a real world experience guy from 30 years, 25 years in business and then my own.
Right.
But also, I find studies to back it up. And there's more now than ever that all say the same thing. And it is, recognize your people, get to know your people, learn how to communicate with them, and how to feed them and water them and watch them grow is my favorite term.
Absolutely. What do you say this morning, Dave, as people are heading to work, maybe they're feeling disengaged at their job? What can you say to encourage them?
Well, the biggest thing is, do you trust your manager, or do you know why you feel disengaged? Because a lot of folks always say pay. There's not one study out there that says it's pay. It's never higher than 6 out of the top 10. It's always, I'm valued, I'm recognized, I'm treated as a person, I'm heard. Even no matter how I do it, I'm heard. Well, how much of that are you sitting back and expecting somebody to read your mind, or how much of that could you actually help impact? No matter whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or somewhere in between, take an honest look at yourself first, and then if you want to do something about it, unless the relationship's totally broken down, come up with a strategy or open that communication some safe way.
And when you talk about the engaged and disengaged employees, if somebody is engaged, what can they do to help the person who's not?
I think the best thing an engaged employee can do, number one, is keep doing what they're doing. But number two, are there certain people on their team that were engaged just like them and now are in that middle category? Because I like to break them up per a video I've used for a while now of people at the front of the boat that are paddling hard, those in the middle that are the passengers, and then forget about the ones in the back for now. Let's work with the passengers. They may have been engaged. The way to do it, be a mentor. Is there somebody that you could take under your wing that you have a good relationship with or you see great promise in? That's a great place to start.
We're talking with Coach Dave Gorenson this morning on News Talk Live. And Coach Dave, as you mentioned that boat, that graphic that you've got, when you've got, how many people are in that boat and how do they break down?